Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, think you know tea? Well, then you haven't tried Tiesta tea. Tiesta tea is my favorite tea. Whether hot or cold, you're going to find a flavor profile that fits your needs. Tiesta tea is on a mission to create loose leaf tea beverages with premium ingredients. Tiesta tea segments their teas down to 5 functional categories based on each tea's natural health benefits. This way, you can choose your tea based on what you need it to do for you. Then pick a flavor profile that fits your taste. Whether hot or cold, this gives you a natural way to energize, slenderize, boost antioxidants, boost immunity, and relax. Get 15% off your next online order with the code JBTV15. That's JBTV15 for 15% off your next online order. Once you go loose, you never go bagged. Tiesta tea, a bold tea for a bold you.
I am Niall.
I'm Via Rosa.
And I'm Jerry Bryant. And drama's in the studio along with the one and only Greg Korner.
Yes,
this
legend.
Is the JBTV podcast. We're talking about music. We're playing music. And it's all here on JBTV, the podcast.
JBTV.
Welcome to the JBTV podcast. Each and every show is dedicated to great music lovers. And on this edition of our JBTV podcast, we are featuring a brand new band. Are you ready? The podcast starts right here, right now.
New music.
So here we are. Welcome to the brand new edition of JBTV from the heart of the Windy City, downtown Chicago. This is an awesome, awesome show. Drama's in the studio. Let's get all your names.
I'm Niall.
And I'm Via.
What a great show today.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor to be here.
Yeah, have you heard of our show before?
Yes, we have.
Legendary.
Since I moved here, everyone's like, have you heard of JBTV? I'm like, no.
Wait, you're here in Chicago?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a Chicago band. I didn't know that. You guys are like international to me.
True. Thank you. Well, I was born in Austin, Texas, so I'm kind of from everywhere. But I've lived here for 8 years, so I'm pretty Chicago.
Yeah, from here.
Yeah.
I've lived here all my life.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. Well, then you've seen our show. You know what we do. And
of course, this is like,
it's all about the artist here, you know. It's much like when I went to the hospital, they cared about the patients more than anything. I care about the artists more than anything. That's
amazing.
What I say
I can
here.
Tell. It's amazing. It's such a beautiful space.
Yeah. And music is totally the best therapy. So this is a great edition of JBTV. Give me some background on you guys.
We met like 4 years ago in the studio. Mm-hmm. And we became.
What studio was this?
My studio. Uh-huh. A little spot that I had on Michigan Avenue. And then we
just. Back in the days when rent was acceptable, right?
Rent was not acceptable four years ago. But we met and we became like really good friends. And then we started making music. Mm-hmm. And it was just a chemistry. And we just kept going. And now we're playing for you, amazing people.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I was impressed. What a great. We had a great audience show up and everything for
great.
You.
It was great.
You have such a good voice.
Thank
the
you.
Music is so good. It's a great edition of JBTV. What's our first song on our JBTV HD stage?
Safe House.
Yeah. Safe House. Tell us about this one.
Well, it's, I don't know. It started off as like just a song that I wrote in my room, and we kind of built it up into this bigger song. It's kind of about always being there for somebody, mm-hmm. even if they're not making the best decisions. It was actually inspired by a specific moment when someone came to my house and was screaming my name, like Romeo and Juliet said, but they were really drunk, and I let them in anyways. And wow. So it was like, this is your safe house. Like, you can come here, and I'll take care of you no matter what.
Okay, here it is. Drama as they perform Safe House on our live HD stage on JBTV.
I'll meet you.
Cool. So what's our next song? Let's see. Safe House, Safe and Low Tide were connected together. So you saw both of them. Now we have another song about this artist here in Chicago, Billy Corgan. Is that who you're talking about?
No. Actually, the original.
Billy Armstrong?
Close. Almost. Close. Okay. You're getting there.
Yeah. It's another Billy. Billy Idol.
Oh, Billy Idol. Okay.
Yeah. So the song originally was written over a Billy Idol sample of Eyes Without a Face.
Mm-hmm. And I heard it.
Yeah.
I was like, bring this to me right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And he remade it.
I produced over it, and then I removed the actual song, and then it became like this crazy thing. I actually hated it at first. She's like, this is amazing. Uh-huh. It just took me a second to like understand it.
Yeah. But, yeah.
It together. Here it is right now. Billy as Drama performs live on our JBTV HD stage.
Must have been born yesterday. My heart, it changes its mind like a one-way road. I'll never go, I'll never be the girl of your dreams. I'm just the girl that you need, and I know you're not dreaming of me anymore.
It's a great edition of JBTV. Now the next song has got a swear word in it.
Dave.
Yeah, Dave. Fuck Dave. Fuck now who's Dave?
Said it.
Dave is
just this guy. Yeah. That's not important anymore.
Fuck him then.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Yes.
If he was important, I would say something, but he's not fucking important, so fuck you, Dave.
Yeah, the song's actually about Matthew, who was my first and only boyfriend in Chicago. Uh-huh. So.
Oh, Dave Matthews.
Yeah, Dave Matthews. Exactly.
No,
so,
huh?
Yeah, but that's we just named it that because it just kind of happened.
It made sense.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, here it is right now on our JBTV HD stage as the music continues with Drama.
This is amazing. Shout out to Dave.
Loving you is cold. Loving you is lonely, loving you is pointless. Loving you is holding me back inside. Oh, I'm back in line. And loving you is cold, loving you is lonely.
so much.
What's next on JBTV?
Barely Friends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many friends are barely friends of yours?
A lot of, no, I was joking. No, I think it was just inspired by the actual, you know, like, childhood friends that you haven't spoken to in a long time, and you at one point thought you were best friends, and then you just kind of drift apart, and it was really hard for me to write.
But this song is supposed to help you come back.
Like,
hey, we're friends. What's up?
Cool. Well, here it is right now on our JBTV HD stage as the music continues. Still to come, I have Greg Corner in the studio. He's going to talk to you guys. Greg Corner in the studio today with Drama from Chicago. It's so good to have you guys here. It's very rare that I get to see a band from the start all the way to now, which is awesome.
You graduated. Yeah. You graduated. You're on JBTV.
I know. It's wild.
It's pretty wild. Yeah. It's crazy, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's. I've heard about JBTV since I moved here. My friend, she would watch it on her TV, but I didn't have a TV. Right. So I was just like, well, I'll check it out when I get a chance. And then I was like, you're going to be on JBTV. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us, you know, we grew up, like, you know, before there was MTV in Chicago, JBTV was playing, like, the videos that MTV wouldn't play. Yeah. So, you know, like, I got turned on by a lot of bands through JBTV, so that's, we're still trying to do the same, you know, the same thing 30 years later, you know?
Yeah.
So when you first started making music, you were making, like, more hip-hop, right?
I was making, like, rap, hip-hop stuff, sped up samples, that kind of thing, and then went on to produce records for a bunch of artists. Should I say who the artists are? produce records, produce and engineer records for like Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, Twista, a whole bunch of artists. And then I was like kind of the guy who was, you know, helping everybody else. And I was like, you know what? I want to be an artist, a performing artist. And so I just did my own thing. And then I met Via and became Drama.
Yeah. It literally happened just like that. It was so fast and just natural.
And now, were you ever in a band before, or was like, you know, what music did you do?
I was in a production group, and we did a lot of different things. They actually, it was crazy. He worked on Acid Rap with Chance, and the production group that I was with, we worked on 10 Day with Chance, so back in the day. So I was like,
upgrading, you know?
And so I was just like doing a lot of production. I was actually a chef in their studio before, because I moved to Chicago to work with artists and be their personal chef and like tour with them. Uh-huh. And then people were just like, oh, you should have a studio session. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, oh, you should put out a project. Oh, okay. And then next thing I know, I was doing shows. And then next thing I know, I was in Drama. Like, it all just kind of...
It just happened.
Yeah, it just casually kept happening. And it was really cool, though. I sang mostly over, like, what he was making. It's crazy, because he was making hip-hop beats, and I was singing over hip-hop beats. And I was doing, like, Ninth Wonder beats and J Dilla beats and just, like, things I found on YouTube. And that's really how I started.
So, like, this project was basically, like, different for the both of us.
Yeah, for both of us.
Because I'm not... Like, I didn't produce the kind of music I was making on the Drama stuff. So it's, like, completely different. So, but I knew it was good. Once we started making, I was like, this is something, you know, it's going to be amazing.
We're going to make house music. I was like, house music? What?
And I told her, and like, early on, I was like, we're going to tour the world. Just watch. And we're touring the world.
Well, I mean, house music is international.
You were right. You were right.
Here, right on TV, right now. She's admitting this. I think
it's like you manifest this stuff. It's like you just have to think. You have to really believe, like, this lie in your head that, like, didn't happen yet, and then it happens, and you're like, oh, it happened, and that's it. Yeah.
I mean, but you got to work towards it as well.
Oh no, of course. I mean, like, you got to put in. I mean, I put in myself.
Oh my gosh.
12, 13 hours a day on just. The one same song.
Right, one song.
And they know, like, the music.
And it's just the ending of the song. The last 20 seconds gets, like, 15 hours.
I make, like, 40 different versions of one song as time goes on. And that's, I just need it to be perfect and amazing. And because Via's amazing, so I can't do it, you know, anything under that. So.
And I just made a comment earlier. I was like, Nile changes the song so much that if I go to my notes and it says 0 seconds next to the song, I know that something is off and like there's a glitch in the matrix and I have to wait. I was like, okay, Nile must have made a new version of the song and now I have to wait for the song to load.
So what got you in, you know, really to, because, you know, going from hip hop to this project seems like, you know, there's definitely some time in between of different influences coming in. You know, like, what are some of the artists that influence this project?
Nicholas Jaar is one of them. Honestly, like a lot of it was my brothers, because they were DJing and doing, like, dance music. Daft Punk was one of the records that my brother bought me, like, early on. And I, like, at 12 or 13, and I'm bringing it to my school, and they're like, what is this? I'm like, this is the most amazing record of all time. Like, the funk is amazing. Like, those kind of records, like Nicholas Jaar, Daft Punk, Derek Carter, a whole bunch of Chicago DJs and stuff. So, like, but my musical influence would be, like, Kanye from early on. Like, The College Dropout, the reason why I started making music was because of those samples, and I was like, this is great. So, start off that way, and then it just manifested into something more original.
Yeah. Well, taking the influences from everything that you know.
I mean, like, if you're myself, it's hip-hop, it's rap, it's R&B, it's pop, it's dance, it's electronic, it's a fusion. I mean, any album, I mean, the two albums that we have right now, there's a fusion of it, you know? So that's, like, what my goal is, to always fuse all those two together. I mean, all those different genres, you know, into the music that we're making.
So let's check out another song right now. What's the next one we're playing?
Assume the worst. Yeah, assume the worst.
So what's this one about?
Oh man,
this is my favorite song, by the way.
Actually, I was experimenting on Tinder, which is where the line "This is an experiment with you, love is an experience for two," and this guy acted like he was totally interested. And then I saw him at a party, and my friend introduced us, and he was like, "Oh, it's nice to meet you." And I was like, "We've been on a few dates," and it just kind of like hurt my feelings a lot. So I was at the studio, just crying my eyes out, and now I was like, "This is perfect. Get in the booth." And I was like, "What?" And so it was like, you know, it was that time where he had just not talked to me in like 2 weeks. I was like, man, he must have got hit by a car, or his mom died, or the dog got run over, or something happened, because I'm not a bad person. So I was just assuming all these horrible things that could have happened, and that's where the song came from.
I mean, that's great. I mean, that's what you're supposed to use art for, you
know?
Getting your emotions up. All right, well, let's check it out right here on JBTV, Assume the Worst.
So I don't know if you know, but we're like huge Drake fans. So, we're gonna do a Drake cover for y'all. And maybe you'll recognize it, maybe you won't. If you do, don't forget to do some da 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 dum da das. If you don't know it, you don't know it, but it's cool. Cause I got my eye on you. You're everything that I see. I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. Cause I can't get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your heart, love, and emotion endlessly. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. Da 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 da. Act so different around me. Da 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 da. You're a good girl and you know it. And I know exactly who you could be. So just hold on, we're going home. So just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. So just hold on, we're going home. And I told you who I am, and you said you don't deserve me. Well, I know I shouldn't worry, cause this is an experiment with you. Love is an experience for two. To tell you a story. There's so many stories to tell. I'm not sure which one to tell right now, so. One time I locked Niall out of the house because he went to get French fries and didn't bring me any. I told that story wrong, but that's essentially what happened.
Thank you.
So here we are. That was Greg Korner talking to you guys. You have fun with him?
Yeah, it was great.
He's awesome, you know.
He is. He's a legend. He's been here since the beginning, man.
He's been here since the beginning. If it wasn't for his band, I probably wouldn't be doing any of the stuff I'm doing now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He's a legend.
Yeah, he is. He's a total legend. It's a great edition of JBTV. I got drama in the studio. What is next?
Forever's Gone.
Yeah? Tell us about this one.
Oh, man. This one's an oldie.
Yeah, the beat. I made the beat in 2011.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I just kept it there. And I was like, this song, I'm going to do something with it one day.
Yeah, he almost didn't want to give it to me. I was like, give me the sample. No, I made this years ago. Give me the sample.
So she wrote an amazing song to it. And I was like, this is great.
Here it is right now on our JBTV HD stage.
This next song is about princes and princes finding each other and pushing each other away.
It's a great edition of JBTV. We have another great song coming up. Tell us about it.
Hope's Up.
Yeah.
Well, it might have been maybe our third or fourth song. We really, like, made together. And man, I had like 15 minutes left of the studio. He had another artist coming in, and he was like, "All right, we have 15 minutes left. Just do whatever you want." And I went in the studio and just freestyled the entire song, and then walked out. I was like, "Okay, I gotta go. See you guys later." And then he called. He was like, "You gotta come back and write the lyrics to this." And I was like, "Okay."
Because it was just a bunch of like humming.
Yeah.
Humming. And so like I chopped up the parts that like I liked, and she came like and rewrote it. She's like, "This is cool."
Yeah, it was crazy. I'd never done anything like that before.
Cool. Here it is right now on our JBTV HD stage.
How y'all doing tonight? Thank you so much for coming out here. This is amazing. It's like intimate set mixed with crazy dance party set. I have no dance moves, so feel free to just like top mine and don't look at me while you listen to the song. Feel it in my bones now, so far. I've given it up, you hold me down and give my hopes up. Well, you saw me with my hopes up. So far. Oh, I've given it up, you hold me down and give my hopes up. You saw me with my hopes.
One more song from Drama coming up. What is it?
Ready for Love.
Oh, we are ready for love.
Yes,
where did this
we
one
are.
Happen?
This one is, man, it's actually part two of Assume the Worst, mm-hmm. because it's about the same situation, technically.
So you're ready for love, but assume the worst.
Exactly. Well, yeah, pretty much.
Assume the worst, and then you're ready for,
and then
for
you're
love
ready
after
for
the
love.
Fact. Yeah.
But, yeah, we made this one around the same time that we made Assume the Worst. We just released it, and we're really excited.
It's more funky. Bass and stuff.
Oh, we love it. Here it is right now on our JBTV HD stage.
Well, this next song's Ready for Love, and it's unreleased. And we're excited to share it with you right now. Where did you go? How dare you leave me now? When I was just about used to being alone. No, you didn't have to come. And I know you're scared now. Thought I wouldn't reply. But we're here now. And I caught you in your lie. Ready to lay it on the line for the
from the sky to the ocean. And I knew I'd scare you away, but you said you'd stay. And I knew I'd scare you away, but you said you'd stay. And I gave you my truth from the sky.
Chicago, thank you so much for coming out for this. JBTV, thank you so much for having us. This is amazing. Get up for Nayel. Thank you so much.
Well, there you go, the JBTV podcast, where you hear the best music and get the best interviews. A great addition. Thank you, with Drama.
Thank you so much.
What a great band.
Thank you for having us.
You know, you're not natives, though. You've been...
I'm a native.
Or you're a native.
I'm a native.
Yeah. I'm native by way of my mother and grandmother.
Yeah,
so.
Well, there you go. A great Chicago band that's going places. Make sure you check them out. And so till next time, it's Jerry Bryant from the Windy City saying bye-bye, stay high. But, of course, keep on rocking and rolling with the best music, the best artists, and are always right here on JBTV.
JBTV.
There you go, the JBTV podcast, where we bring you the best music, the best interviews, and it's all unscripted and totally unrehearsed. Follow us on all the social media and spread the word. This is JBTV Music Television, the JBTV podcast.
JBTV.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.